Joy is a partnership. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Joy is a partnership. What does that mean, that joy is a partnership? What is it a partner of, with, and for? Is it a partner for human relationships? Is it a partner for business relationships? Is it a partner for divine relationships? Or is it not a relationship at all? Is joy something that comes to us from out of our untouchable area of our being, and it makes us feel great? Now, can another person give you joy?
No.
Then what's the partnership all about? Joy is a partnership with yourself. You are the only one who can give yourself joy. You are the only one who can give yourself peace and harmony and right action. You may look outside and look outside, but you won't find it. We have a person who wrote us a number of letters and purchased a number of our books. And then she wrote another letter and she says, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I've read all these books and I'm reading Catherine Ponder and I'm reading Religious Science and I'm reading this and I'm reading that and it doesn't work. And so I wrote back to her. I said, hey, whatever concept you're going to follow, follow it one-pointedly and do not vary from it. If you're going to follow any teaching, follow it one-pointedly. Now, we teach that you are responsible for your thoughts. We teach that Jesus said, it's done unto you according to your belief. Jesus said, you are God. And so, if we're going to be looking outside of ourselves for the kingdom of heaven, for God, then we are looking at someone outside of ourselves to make things work for us. It's the chanting on the prayer corners, on the street corners, by some religious groups, and what they want is for someone to hear them and answer their requests. They're not looking to the divine in them, and they're not looking to the divine in heaven, if you want to say heaven is outside. They're looking for some human being to come along and help them. Why do you think the paupers are paupers? Why do you think these people are standing on street corners begging? Because people feel sorry for them. And they throw a quarter, a nickel, a dollar, $5 in their pot. And by the end of the day, these people have earned more than any normal working person. And they didn't have to wear nice clothes, and they didn't have to do this. They go home, take your shower, change their clothes, and put on their nice thing, and they take their Cadillac and go to town, you know. But you see, I'm not saying that every one of them does this. I'm saying most of them. And the reason that most of them do this, because it's a very lucrative program. Now, how can that bring joy to yourself as a partnership? You see, they will always have to have this beggar consciousness. They don't really have it, but they do put on a show. They are what are called thespians. They're actors. They're Schauspielers. They're people who put on a show to try to get people's attention. And that's the way it is. That's when people cry and they come and talk to me and they say, I got a problem. And I said, stop. If we're going to work on your solution, there's no crying. Now stop. And they say, but I say, hey, if you're feeling sorry for yourself, I'm not your man. Get out of here. If you want to put a cause in motion for the success of whatever you're doing, then fine. Then we'll do that. But otherwise, I'm not your man. I am not the slightest bit interested in anything you're doing. And I'm not going to pay attention to anything that you're doing because it doesn't mean a thing to me. Joy is a partnership. And we work together harmoniously and joyously to accomplish the gifts that we want to have. And if we don't work together harmoniously and joyously to accomplish the gifts that we're going to have, then what good are the gifts? What good is anything? You see, if joy is a partnership, everything we do should be joyful. Every activity we're involved in should be joyful. But it cannot be joyful because you have all sorts of other motivations that rule you. Now, when this woman wrote in and said that it didn't work, what was she saying? She said it was no joyful thing to do. She didn't have great joy in practicing these things. She didn't have great joy in making herself a partner with positive thinking and positive attitudes and positive words and positive living in positive health and positive abundance. She didn't have a joy for doing that. She just felt that it was something outside of her. If you want success, then joy is your partner as you happily put the causes in motion for whatever you want and take full responsibility that however consistent or however definite your thought is for whatever you want, that's what you're experiencing. Otherwise, it won't work for you. And that's just that simple. So make joy your partner and have a great life and live your life in harmony and peace and happiness. And just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.